Heraclon Publishing presents Captain of the Steppe by Oleg Pavlov, translated by Ian Appleby, narrated by Al Bernstein. Chapter 1. Once Upon a Time. They used to deliver newspapers like potatoes to the company stationed out in the steppe, a month's worth at a time, or two, or even enough to see them through to spring, so as not to waste fuel and not to pamper the unit. They were last year's papers, sent from the chaotic regimental reading room where they took whatever was left in the binders of back issues. But even though the papers were tattered, when they reported something big that had taken place long ago, unknown to the soldiers, they found tears could be squeezed from their eyes. To find out so late and yet so suddenly about all the world's events drove the soldiers to squander what remained of their lives, lives that were in any case wasting away. Even amidst this dereliction of duty, you could hear them drearily going over and over what they had read, reluctant to forget. Word by word, the discussions among the servicemen grew more heated, each man developing his particular opinion. And if suddenly some bigger and more significant event came to light, yet without any clear political line, it would end in fisticuffs. Captain Khabarov expected nothing from life. If he ever planted himself in a group of these textual analysts, he would furtively mix his long-standing personal anguish into the general unease arising, or so they maintained, from the international situation. Ivan Ikolevich Khabarov had wound up in government service neither through calculation nor through coercion, mind you, his own free will hadn't played much part either. So they had shaved his head and taken him as a soldier, as they did everyone. He served out his time. But when his term as a conscript was up, they persuaded him to stay on as a sergeant major. "Stay put, Evan. Carry on serving. This is the right place for you. You're not one of them civvy bastards, are you?" The military man in Khabarov could be detected in his mean, crude features. The sergeant major was a thick-set, stocky man who resembled a great sack of potatoes. This made him unremarkable, comparable to maybe another million servicemen just like him. However, this million formed a mass of people within which each individual disappeared without a trace. He was fated, here's the truth, to be suspended in it like some sort of clot. Anyway, he stayed in the service for the rations and the pay packet, which wouldn't buy much in the way of treats. No matter what happened, Khabarov would think, there's no way around it, just have to put up with it. And he also thought, no matter what happened, this isn't over yet.